The federal cabinet on Tuesday approved the elevation of Chief of Army Staff, COAS, General Syed Asim Munir to the rank of Field Marshal in recognition of his exceptional military leadership during Operation Bunyan and Marsouz, which successfully repelled recent Indian aggression and safeguarded national sovereignty. The decision, taken during a cabinet meeting chaired by Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, marks a rare move in Pakistan's military history. The rank of Field Marshal, the highest in the army, is traditionally reserved for outstanding wartime leadership and valor. The elevation follows a decisive military response to cross-border hostilities earlier this month. An official statement issued by the Inter Services Public Relations, ISPR, attributed Field Marshal Asim Munir expressing his gratitude upon receiving the new title, saying he was thankful to Allah Almighty and dedicated the honor to the entire nation, the Pakistan Armed Forces and particularly to the civilian and military martyrs and veterans. This is not an individual honor but one for the Pakistan Armed Forces and the nation as a whole, the ISPR statement quoted Field Marshal Asim Munir as saying. He also thanked the President, the Prime Minister and the Cabinet for their trust, saying that the honor is a responsibility entrusted to me by the nation, and millions of Asims are ready to sacrifice themselves to uphold it. He also thanked the nation. In a related decision, the federal cabinet also agreed unanimously to extend the tenure of Air Chief Marshal Zaheer Ahmad Babar Sidhu, whose term was nearing completion, citing the continuity of defense leadership as critical to national security. An official statement issued after the meeting stated that the promotion was given in line with the Army Chief's leadership during Operation Bunyan and Marsouz, which was launched in response to an unprovoked attack by Indian forces in the night of May 6 and 7. The operation had successfully disrupted the offensive and safeguarded key strategic and civilian areas. The cabinet noted that Pakistan's sovereignty and territorial integrity were challenged, and credited the armed forces of Pakistan with executing a coordinated and effective defense. General Asim Munir played a central role in directing the response, it said. The cabinet congratulated the entire nation on a decisive victory in the battle for truth, referring to Marka-e-Haq, the military's victorious defense against a sudden and unprovoked assault by India during the first week on May. The cabinet statement said that Indian forces launched an unjustified and aggressive campaign, targeting civilian areas and attempting to violate Pakistan's territorial integrity. General Munir, praised for his courage, strategic acumen and cohesive command, was credited with uniting the armed forces under a synchronized military strategy that decisively thwarted the enemy's ambitions.